This important early colonial painting, John Glover's Natives on the Ouse River, Van Diemen's Land, was given to the gallery only as recently as 1985. It's quite appropriate to be viewing it adjacent to the Pukamani graveposts, we might even say ironic, because of its reference to the image of indigenous peoples on the cusp of disappearance. But the most important impact of this work is simply that it's a beautifully realized landscape in its own right, a vision of perfect harmony between humanity and nature, and the first real example of European visual genius brought to bear on the Australian landscape. Curiously, in England, Glover was considered a competent but not especially great English painter, a portrayer of classical landscapes in the tradition of Claude Lorrain, but of far lesser quality. But something special happened when he came to Australia in 1832, at the ancient age of 64. He had decided to immigrate because his son was here before him and had raved about the life in Australia. It was seen then as the new Arcadia. So John Glover abandoned his comfortable English life and came with his wife to settle in Tasmania, or as it was then known as Van Diemen's Land. Well, the landscape galvanized his vision to the extent that scholars since have conceded an inherent genius only emerged because of the relocation. Perhaps Glover experienced a profound feeling of release from the constraints of the old world. The light, space, the translucency of the foliage, all these things coalesced to bring out a new penetrative vision in Glover's work. Now, this is an oil painting, but you can tell what a superb watercolorist the artist was by closely looking at his transparent technique in creating a sense of light and air running through the whole space of the picture. At the same time, however, Natives on the Ouse River has a rather melancholy side to it, because it is also a homage to a tragedy. The Aboriginal figures you see in this picture were no longer there by the time Glover painted it. They had disappeared, been taken away. In 1832, when Glover arrived in Tasmania, there had been up to that point terrible atrocities, kidnappings and murders committed against the local indigenous people in an unequal war of attrition and retribution. Glover was aware of this tragedy and was disturbed by it. Then he met William Robinson, the so-called conciliator in Tasmania, who was rounding up the last of the tribes to take them first to Oyster Bay, then Flinders Island in Bass Strait, where they might be looked after and end the conflicts. Unfortunately, those well-meaning intentions led to the eventual extinction of the Tasmanian Aborigines as they died out from common European sicknesses. Inspired by Robinson's ambition, in 1834, Glover visited the Ouse River region in central Tasmania, where the conciliator had rounded up the last of the Big River tribe, and one of the most feared on the whole island. When Glover got there, however, all the natives had gone. He used sketches he made earlier elsewhere of Aboriginal figures and put them into the picture. When they took the last of the Tasmanian Aborigines to Flinders Island, the number was 26. Yes, just 26. And if you count the figures in this picture, it comes roughly to that. So, we may surmise, therefore, that in Glover's mind, this is his own personal farewell to a lost race, underlined by the warm, late afternoon light of a dying day. Farewell to a world that was once an undisturbed paradise before the incursion of Europeans.